I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For the first time in weeks, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych made concessions. Believable? Probably not. Workers with Russian ministries are in the heart of the protest, manning a prayer tent. Russian ministries Sergei Rakuba says they need something.
Everybody is requesting to have a Bible, a New Testament, so that, as we believe, can bring transformational power into all these tensions. Our workers are asking us to provide 100,000 copies of New Testaments that will be distributed in the midst of those protests.
$100 purchases 200 New Testaments. Meanwhile, stockings are part of Christmas tradition everywhere. Legend has it that they came about when connecting the poor with hope. That's just what the Stuff a Stocking program does in Russia. SOAR International Ministries' Greg Mangione explains.
Together with those churches and ministry partners, visit orphanages that invite us to give the gospel message and these gift-filled stockings to the orphan children and at-risk children.
It cost us $40 to provide both a stocking and a Bible. You can still get involved, though, through links at our website, but there's not a lot of time left.
The last week of December is really getting tight, but we want to give people as much opportunity to get involved in the project as possible.
And what brings real joy into people's lives? How about the joy to carry out God's purpose to further His kingdom? Living Water International does just that. They help communities receive access to clean water. Providing something simple like water in Jesus' name can save lives and change destinies. Pray many will experience real joy this Christmas season by sharing Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with a gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.